From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour in Afghanistan. A joint team of U.S. military and Afghan police officers has gone to a remote area in the western part of the country to investigate. There are reports that earlier this week, American airstrikes killed dozens of innocent people. It is the largest case of alleged civilian deaths blamed on American forces since last August. That's when as many as 90 people were killed in a village just 2 hours north of where the latest deaths occurred. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
The incident in Fatah started out, as many do in far-flung provinces here. Afghan security forces under attack by insurgents call for U.S.-led coalition help. This time, it was police battling Taliban fighters who had just beheaded three men in a district not far from Afghanistan's border with Iran. U.S. Marines and special forces arrived and called for airstrikes. But villagers in Bala Baluk district say the bombs struck the wrong targets. They claim the airstrikes leveled two compounds to which women, children, and elderly people had fled to avoid the battle. A handful of survivors turned up in the provincial capital for treatment at an American military clinic. 11 more went to the main Afghan hospital. More villagers showed up with as many as 30 bodies in tow to show local officials. An international Red Cross team confirmed that some women and children were among the dozens of bodies villagers were burying earlier Tuesday. Yet this incident, like so many others here, is hardly clear-cut. Insecurity in a remote location make it difficult for any independent follow-up. U.S. General David McKiernan, who heads Western forces here, says the military has reached distinctly different conclusions about what caused the deaths. He did not elaborate. Some tribal officials reached by phone acknowledged that their district is rife with Taliban. They said the militants sit at home with their families during the day and pick up guns to fight Afghan and Western forces at night. The joint team will continue its probe tomorrow. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.